Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to this last program on Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to focus particularly, yesterday I spoke, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Take it, reach out for it, grab it, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the only offensive weapon that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. All the others are defensive weapons that protect us from the lies and the machinations of the enemy. But this is the one offensive weapon. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take it in your hand and wield it. This is important. Now, I don't think to you who are regular listeners of this program, I have to say much about how important the Word of God is. But once again, I'm going to ask you the question. Do you read the Word of God daily? Do you study the Word of God when you can? Do you meditate on the Word of God? In other words, do you allow that Word to begin to shape you? You can't put on the armor of God unless the Word of God is surrounding you. How can you draw on it when you're in the middle of battle if you don't know what the weapon is and you don't know how to use it? That's why so many people fall into temptation. That's why people fall into sin, into addictions, because they aren't shaped by the Word of God. They don't understand that part of this life, a big part of this life, is battle. But it's battle we're going to win because God is fighting that battle with us and through us. But we have to be willing, as Christians, to stand up and to learn how to use the weapons in order to bring about the peace that God wants in our lives and the holiness that God desires, that we become more and more like Him. So, in one level, I don't need to say much, but it's so important. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And when you take the Word of God, when the Word of God begins to form your life, when the Word of God begins to shape you, then you will pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints. See, you want prayer to be your life. Now, brothers and sisters, I know that sounds odd because, well, I'm a religious, and so maybe you expect that of me, but I've got this to do and that to do, and I'm the owner of this, and I'm the CEO of this, and I'm a mother of six children at home. Brothers and sisters, you can discipline your mind. You can memorize verses of Scripture that you know are particularly important, verses of Scripture that can help you in your own areas of weakness. If fear is an area, look up fear in the Scripture. Take out the passages that apply to you. Memorize them. You can do that. If anger is your problem, or bitterness, or just a self-centeredness is your problem, look at the Scriptures. Look at the Psalms, because man has encountered all those difficulties and numerous others. He's encountered all those difficulties from the beginning of time. And there's a power in God's Word to give you grace to change, to see it, and to have the wisdom to deal with it, really. I mean, this is an enormous gift. So even if you're very busy, you can learn to memorize several verses and just recount them. Recount them over and over again. Some people who are gifted in music, put them to music. It helps them to sing them throughout the day. Whatever is going to help you, but take the responsibility, brothers and sisters. If somebody said to you, there's $1 million waiting for you, it's right down there on the shore of the lake, and you just have to get through all these crowds, and it's going to be a little tough, but if you persevere getting through those crowds, the money is yours. wouldn't you go for it? Wouldn't you try it? And you'd keep thinking, $1 million, $1 million, I can overcome this obstacle, I can overcome that obstacle. Sure you would, because you're motivated. Well, brothers and sisters, God wants to use you. He wants to use you as his son and daughter for the building of his kingdom. And the prize is eternal life. Eternal life with no limitations, no ending, no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death anymore. For the old order will have passed away and all will be new. Do you believe? Ask God to increase your faith. Because if you see your goal, you see the prize that's there for you, you're going to fight through anything to get it. What I'm trying to do in this week is show you what the weapons are. The weapons of faith. The weapons of truth, of righteousness, feet shod with the gospel of peace, faith as a shield, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt, having your loins girded with truth. Put on the weapons. Each of us, men and women. I know sometimes we hate military imagery, but brothers and sisters, we have to face it. We are in a spiritual battle. And Paul is giving us the means to fight that battle successfully, to put us in a place where we can be most in touch with the Lord. And part of that is being willing to read. If you want a good example, look what Jesus did in Luke chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. I'm sure he was hungry. You're a little weak. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." He tempts him. Come on. And Jesus could have done it. But Jesus wanted to do the Father's will. And he knew that if he started listening to Satan, from a human perspective, he was going to be in trouble. And he said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." He quotes scripture to Satan. And so then Satan tries him again. And he says, "I'll give you all the authority and splendor, for it's been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So, you know, why don't you just throw yourself down? Because, you know, the angels, scriptures say, the angels will protect you." Do you see how he's taunting him? And each time Jesus responds, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to do what you're asking for." And then Satan says, "Well, you know, if you throw yourself down and the angels will come," and he says, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Jesus answered Satan with scripture, and that's what you and I are called to do. So look at whatever is your Achilles heel. Look at it. We have several. Take the one that's most outstanding and go to the scriptures and see what the scriptures tell you about it. Take those passages out, write them down, memorize them, put them on index cards, whatever. Put them on your computer to come up every hour. Whatever you need to do to be reminded until that becomes part of you, until you're able to defeat the lies of the enemy because you have the sword of the Spirit in your hand. That is the Word of God. And you remember how I began this program, this series this week, where Paul says, "And having done everything, stand." In other words, brothers and sisters, you don't just do it once and then you say, "Well, I tried, but God doesn't love me, or I'm not holy enough, or I'm not good enough," and we rationalize away. What Paul said was, having done all, get the scriptures, memorize them, learn them, use them, and you're going to learn how to wield that sword. But it takes practice. You'll make mistakes. You'll fall. Look what Paul says, having done all, stand. Stand steadfast, stand firm. Don't back down. Don't give up. Don't curl up in a corner. Fight. And God will fight with you. God will show you the way through. Brothers and sisters, I have, through all the contacts that I've had with many of you over the last 16, 17 years in doing this radio program, I've seen so many of you who are downcast and discouraged by the obstacles that you're facing. And that's what motivated me to want to put this week aside and to say, let's make Ephesians 6 really a part of us. But I also want to encourage you, read the first 5 chapters, because Paul talks there about our relationships to one another. And some of those areas need explanation, the relationship between husband and wife, but the wisdom that is there is for all of us. And so what Paul is doing, he talks about all our relationships. He talks about our relationship with God. He talks about relationships of slaves to masters, which, you know, in modern terminology would be employers and employees or managers and staff. But he gives all kinds of teaching there that's marvelous, brothers and sisters. Don't let it be conditioned by our modern views on some things. Look at the truth of it, and then I'll help you to learn how to interpret it. But Paul goes through all these things, your relationship to God, and then your relationships to others in all of these areas. And then he comes to Ephesians 6 to say, this is how to make all that I've said possible, which is put on the armor of God. Because this is not a one-time deal. This is a lifetime. But you're going to learn. And when you learn, always keep your confidence in God. Don't ever say, okay, I did it. I did it right this time. It worked. I defeated that temptation in my life. Hallelujah. Okay, God, I can take it from here. Don't fall into pride and arrogance. Just say, thank you, Lord. Be with me. Be my shepherd. Walk with me. And when you fail, go to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me more. I'm weak and sinful, but I want to abide by your word. I want to live out of your word. And brothers and sisters, when we do that, you're going to become strong. And the enemy will try in various ways to throw everything at you, difficulties in relationships or health or finances or jobs or whatever. All those things will get thrown at you. But if you keep your eyes fixed on him, not on the circumstances, but on him, and if you keep put on the armor as you learn how to do it, you are going to succeed. You're going to conquer even some lifelong trials. Sometimes we always have them to a certain degree. There are thorns in the flesh to keep us humble, but you're also going to see victory. Some of them will be totally gone. Some of them will be mitigated or minimized to a degree that you know it's the grace of God. God wants you to live free, brothers and sisters, as his sons and daughters. Take heed to his word. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'm offering you a free booklet called Hope in the Midst of Suffering. You can obtain that book by writing to Renewal Ministries, P.O. Box 1426, Ann Arbor, Michigan 48106, or by calling our 800 number 1-800-282-4789. 1-800-282-4789.